Welcome to the IonaHoops.com podcast with your host, Guy Flotico.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays to everyone in Gale Nation. I think we all got an early present last night as we finally saw the Gales we've been hoping to see, hoping that's the turn-the-corner game, but time will tell. What time has already told us, though, is that it's time for the Iona Iotas.
Iona Iotas.
In case you've been hiding under a rock, the Gales Nation NIL Collective is up and running, and you do not have to break the bank to contribute, as there are many giving levels with various perks associated with each membership level. For just $10 a month, you can join the Fighting Maroon Membership Club, and this gets you some swag and entries into raffles for memorabilia, ticket upgrades, and other cool experiences. For $50 a month, you're part of the Celtic Club. You get all that previous stuff, plus the soon-to-be-exclusive Tobin Time podcast with its wacky host. And for $100 a month, you're part of the Killian Club, and you get all of that previous stuff, plus tickets to exclusive events. Or go all in for the Legends Club for $300 a month, and you can add other private events and exclusive access, plus some other goodies. Go to galesnation.com now to learn more and learning about how to contribute.
Iona.
Well, we're starting to get to that point in the season where KenPom matters. Yes, people, all those crazy numbers are now starting to have meaning. So I wanted to spend a moment here and get a good look at the good and bad side of the Iona's KenPom profile on the whole. Some good news out of the gate. The win over Colgate jumped us up more than 30 spots to number 170 as of right now. Given that I knew we'd be taking a step back from where we were the past couple of years in KenPom, in my head, I was kind of thinking if we're in the top 50, that's not too shabby. So even with all our struggles and a couple of bad losses in there, 170 really isn't awful, and a win at Harvard on the 30th could get us to that 150 area. So where are we? Well, when you consider that there are 362 Division I teams, 170 suggests, well, we're fairly average. And statistically, we are that as well on both offense and defense, with ratings of 183 on offense and 176 on defense. Our tempo, also average, 188th nationally. Let's stay on the offensive side of the ball for a moment. Best numbers? How about three-point shooting? 35.7% is 83rd best in the country. This one's going to surprise you. I know it did me. We're 89th nationally in rate of assists per field goals made. Honestly, I didn't see that one coming at all. Three bad numbers to share. We are 282nd nationally in two-point field goal percentage. And related to that, we are 327th in percentage of shots that get blocked. Certainly, we feel those two numbers as fans. We've seen it quite a bit this year. I can't leave offense, though, without noting that we are also 295th in free throw percentage at 67%. On defense, a couple good numbers that are related. We are 12th in the nation in steal percentage rate, meaning percentage of possessions of our opponent's possessions that end up as a steal for us. And that fuels our 31st national ranking in turnover percentage rate, meaning the percentage of opponent possessions that end up being turnovers. One more, even though we're not great from the line, neither are our opponents. They're only making 68.6% against us, which is 93rd nationally for opponents free throw percentage against. So for what that's worth. But some negatives on the defensive side. As we know, we foul too much. 332nd nationally in free throw attempts per field goal attempts. Overall, teams are making shots against us. We're 239th in the country in three-point field goal percentage allowed, 269th in the country in two-point field goal percentage allowed, and 268th nationally in effective field goal percentage allowed. I'll also pile on that by noting that we are 237th nationally in offensive rebound percentage allowed as well. So there's a bunch of stuff there to unpack. A whole lot of numbers. Next episode, we'll take a look on how some MAC teams stack up in KenPom as well, as we'll be shifting to full MAC mode as we cross into the new year. Right now, we'll be shifting to recap mode as we look back at the big win over Colgate. Who were those guys last night? Surely that wasn't the same team that couldn't buy a bucket against, well, most of our opponents this whole season. Surely that wasn't the same team that trailed by 40 against St. Joe's just a few days ago. I am serious, and don't call me Shirley. Something happened last night at Heinz, and we'll get to it later in the recap as to what it was, but it was special. Make no mistake, Colgate's solid. They won at Vermont. They lost a tight game at Syracuse. They beat a really good Weber State team. And yet, the Iona Gales buzzsawed them in the first half last night, a 48-24 halftime lead, led by as many as 32 en route to an 85-65 victory. What was different? How about ball movement? How about guys moving with speed, urgency, guys moving without the ball, with purpose? The jogging Gales, as Tobin Anderson labeled them a couple weeks back, were nowhere to be found. The Gales shared the ball to create quality shots and then actually made those shots to the tune of 54% overall, 48% from three, and even 80% from the line. The energy from that triggered a disruptive press that held the Red Raiders to just 36% shooting in the decisive first half. The Gales also did something we haven't seen yet this year. They pounded somebody on the glass last night with an edge there of 37-24. Let's look at the balance on the offensive side. We start with a budding star. I told you guys this was my pick to be the best of the freshman class, and it's certainly looking that way. Gene Aaron Gurren, another big game, 22 points and 8 rebounds. He made 8 of 9 from the field. Just amazing performance from him. Adon Tritu snapped out of his funk. 14 points and 4 assists versus 1 turnover. The turnovers have been a problem for him lately, so this was great to see. Weza Panzo, 12 points, and he also had 4 assists. Greg Gordon had 11 points and 6 boards. Joel Brown, 11 points and 4 boards. Jeremiah Quigley, just 5 points, but he had 6 assists versus 1 turnover. Really starting to shape up to be a great point guard. And that leaves us with the king, Ashema. He had modest numbers, all told. 5 points, 7 rebounds, 2 blocks. But I have been telling you guys all along, you cannot judge this team until we see what it looks like with Oz. Throw away the St. Joe's game. It was his first game back. He was just getting his feet wet. Didn't play that much. Do you all see what I mean now about how Oz changes the game on both sides of the ball? On offense, he's a threat to score and to float out to that perimeter, which unclogs the lane, allows for the cutting that everybody's been begging to see all year and driving everyone's been clamoring for. On D, he makes the press more disruptive. He changes how teams shoot the ball against us. And he really helps us on the defensive boards as well. But forget all of that. I'm talking about intangibles here. Oz is the leader this team needed and needs. While we have a bunch of grad-level players, only Oz knows what's required to be a champion. He knows what it takes to win. Oz had quite a few hustle plays last night, and I think it was contagious, and it fueled the older guys to create more hustle plays. And you saw it. You saw Joel Brown diving in the floor. You saw Greg Gordon just soaring for offensive boards. Weza Panzo was more active. Don was more active. There was just, he provided fuel for these guys last night, without a question. Now, does that mean that one game mean all our problems are fixed? No, of course not. But we have all believed all along this team was going to get better as they went, and we weren't seeing it. With Oz back, I think we'll see it. And I am not the only one sensing a change. Here's the full presser from last night with Aaron Gurren, King Oz, and then Tobin.
Oz, how'd it feel to get a strong performance today after Saturday night?
Felt really good. Got a little bit of continuity. So,
what was the difference today? Going in?
We got stops. Obviously, we make shots. We made shots that we weren't making the last few games. But the most important thing was getting stops, which really helped us game transition.
Gene, the offense just was much more active today. A lot more speed, a lot more flow. Has that been a focal point in practice the last few days?
Yeah, we've been focusing on our spacing in practice and moving the ball, and not being in the middle and allow people to drive the middle so we can create more space. So it was really good today. We did our job in offense, and we got more shots. We got 21 assists, so it was a lot better.
Gene, how much easier is playing now that the big man's back?
Oh, man, it's amazing. Oz is a very high IQ guy. He knows how to play, and it's easy to play with him. He knows his path. Like, he's always correcting us, and it's great playing and having him back.
And Oz, for you, everyone else from last year's team left. What impression did Tobin leave on you early in the offseason that made you want to stick around?
I mean, he's a very enthusiastic guy, and he loves basketball and loves winning. So that really, I wanted to win more. I like to win too, so that really helped me.
And how did it feel to get back out on the court? Big ovation here at your home arena, first time back this year.
It felt really good, and we appreciate the support from our fans.
Gene, you say the game slowed down a little bit more for you in these last couple of weeks as you've come on and started to affect the offense more.
I would say, I've been finding more myself, like finding more the right shots and the spots so I could get a shot off. And it's been easier with the spacing now. The team has been doing a great job in the spacing, so it's easier to drive and create a good shot for the team.
Gene, 8-9 shooting today. What did it help your confidence today? Where did you feel confident shooting offensively?
It helped my workouts. I based on working out and creating game like my shots in the workout. So like it helped me a lot more translating that to the basketball game.
Gene, interesting question here. How would you define your game to someone who really hasn't seen it? Because I've seen a lot of like really different, diverse, excellent skill sets from you. How would you define your game? What do you pride yourself on?
I really like getting to the hoop. I like driving a lot, but I found myself that I have to get a good shot so they can close out of me so I can drive. But I would say more like combo guard, shooting guard, and slasher.
Guys, you had a commanding rebound lead, probably the biggest of the year, 37-24. What do you think that was thanks to?
Well, we talked a lot in practice about boxing out and crashing the glass. So it's still an emphasis, and we've missed a lot of some box out, so we still got to clean that up. Yeah.
I was just about coming back off of Saturday night as the one returning player, as a senior. What did you tell your teammates about resiliency coming off the game Saturday night, coming into tonight?
I mean, that game is over, so we can't get it back. We got to focus on the next game and next play, which is something we really talked about a lot, in making the next play and not compounding mistakes, and that really helped.
Yes.
Oz, last year you played on a team that pressed. This year on a team that pressed. How are they different?
Here, with this team, we're unpredictable. We're more unpredictable and really, really aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably a little bit different.
Great win. I thought our guys played really well. I thought we set a tone in the first 4 minutes, which our older guys did, which we kind of went back to them this week and just said, hey, listen, if we're gonna be what we want to be, like, we need our older guys to perform and play well. And I thought they set a great tone in the first 4 minutes. We were up 12-5, and then we defended. We got loose balls. We were scrappy. We were tough. And we made some shots, obviously, but I thought the defense at first, I mean, they couldn't get the ball inside very easily, which you're obviously a very good team at pounding the ball inside and being physical. So great win for us. I think we're showing some progress here. Practice has been better, so I think it's a good step in the right direction against a good team. We played all good teams, so there's no, I told the guys before the game we could play a lot of teams tonight. We just chose to play Colgate because Colgate's been in the NCAA 3 years in a row, and they're always very good. So I thought for us going into break, but more importantly, just for us to get a win against a good team and play how we played. One thing to win a game, but to actually play as well as we played. Like, we shared the ball, we were unselfish. The ball moved. We scored some points. So that was good. So great win.
Tobin, you talked about needing to ramp up the toughness after Saturday.
Yeah.
A 180 tonight. What impressed you the most? Can you point out anything specific?
Just what you said. There's a loose ball in front of the bench at one point. Like, Joel Brown dove for a loose ball. Like, just laid out. I don't know if he got it or not, but that was huge. I mean, how many, Oz is so good. Oz makes so many winning plays. Like, how many rebounds did he tip out or block shots or challenge shots? He was talking a little bit of trash out there. He's so engaged. Like, just a lot of those plays tonight that we haven't been making. So you can just tell we're a little bit tougher tonight. So I thought maybe that loss to St. Joe's might in a way help us, but you know, we got to see what we got to build on this. I mean, we can't do it once, we do it once in a while and then not. We got to build on this and get better. But it's a good win going into our next, our, you know, our last non-conference game. Then we start college conference play. So I thought Oz looked a lot better tonight. I thought Oz looked like his old self a little bit more tonight. So that was huge. And then the guys off the bench, man, Gene and JQ were good. Like Saunders was good. So that gives us, we were nine deep tonight. That's huge.
Coach, you talk about not trying to define yourself on making and missing shots, but when you make as many shots as you are tonight, it's hard not to.
We're not going to shoot the ball that well all the time, obviously. But we also won't shoot the ball as bad as we have the last couple games, so it's somewhere in the middle probably. But I thought our defense dictated our offense a little bit more tonight. I thought the press was good tonight. We forced it to play. They never got comfortable in their offense. They never got comfortable making plays. At the point guard, we did a good job on him. So I thought that the defense was still really good. We rebounded too, which was great.
How do you build off of this going forward? You have Harvard next, and then you go into MAC play. It's kind of like a sign of what this team can be.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if we've shown signs, the first time we've actually played this well the whole way through. So, I think like I told you, like with Oz going out and now he comes back and it changes the whole dynamic. And I think that gave some juice to our older guys. You know, when you get beat and like I said last time, like I think guys thought this might be easier than it was going to be. You know, and it's not. It's hard to win at this level. So it's hard to win games at this level is really hard. So we got punched in the mouth a little bit, and tonight I thought we showed some signs and maybe punched it back a little bit, which is good. But I think Oz being back kind of juiced up the whole crew.
You wanted to see more from the older guys tonight. Joel gets going. Edan gets going again. How crucial is that moving
Huge.
Forward?
That's the whole thing, right? Like we can't play our freshmen. Like we're not going to win a MAC championship or be a contender of the MAC or be very successful. Playing all freshmen, it's just not realistic. It's just they're young and they're all good. Like all our freshmen are all very good, but they're not. We need the older guys to play well and to play hard, to play tough, and they were that's how they were tonight, you know. And they've taken a lot of hits. Like people have given them a hard time. Like they've there's been a lot of you know what we say to them in a room is different than what is said outside. So it's like, hey, we know how good they are. We know how good they can be. So it was good to see that for their confidence, for our confidence. And I kind of told them at the start of the week, I said we're doubling down. Like we're going back to you guys, and I believe you guys can get us going, and they did, so that's good.
JQ's shot doesn't fall, but he's making plays happen. Otherwise, 6 assists, 1 turnover,
yep.
Contributes to 20 on 31 makes overall. For him as a pure point guard, how much of a big step is that for him?
I mean, both him and JB were very good. Yeah, JQ's terrific. It was a birthday today too. So yeah, he's not making shots. He's missing those little jumpers in the lane. He'll start making those. But he found guys. He made plays. Didn't back down at all for anybody. I mean, their point guard is very good. He did a good job on him. I mean, this team, Colgate is. You know, they went to Vermont, beat Vermont. They've played teams tough. Like they've been in the NCAA 3 years in a row. So it was good for our guys to come out and play well.
And running the offense through Gene, do you feel he's started? He said he feels like he's finding himself more. Yep. Do you feel like the game slowed down for him a little bit?
It looks like it, right? Yep. I thought he shot the ball well. I thought he passed the ball well. I think he's playing. I think he's playing very well.
What's the next evolution for this team? What's the next thing you're gonna try and get out of these
Just
guys?
Keep getting better at what we're doing, you know? I mean, I think with how it happened with Oz getting back now, it's like we're almost, you know, in a way, starting over, so it's like we have to keep on getting better at what we do. But I think our defense was good. We were scrappy tonight, so I think there's a lot of potential here. But it's never linear. It's never gonna be smooth. It's gonna be, there's a lot more bumps in the road. Like, we're not gonna shoot the ball that well all the time. We got off to a great start. So we need to go win a game when it's tougher and grittier, we don't make shots and things like that. We'll have plenty of opportunities for that down the road.
This was the first time that we saw a lot more movement without the ball, I think, all year.
Yes.
What happened?
The ball moved. We passed the ball tonight. So, I mean, we've been harping on that for a long time. It's contagious. When one guy passes the ball, then the other guys start passing the ball. So the ball moved a ton tonight. Yeah, it was great. Nothing. We didn't tweak anything. We didn't change anything. We just... You know, I think guys are getting used to playing together a little bit, but more spacing. Yeah. Like, you know, from a technical standpoint, like when Oz is in the game, because he can make threes and handle the basketball, he can step out. There's more room to drive, right? With Sully in there, and Sully does his part too, but he's a little more inside oriented, a little more around the basket. They can clog things up, so they had to come out and guard Oz, and that opens up things for our guys who can drive the ball. But yeah, the ball we passed the ball well tonight. We shared the ball. That was great.
Coach, I thought you guys might have a tough time on the boards tonight, but it was the opposite. You had plus 13 on the boards. What do you attribute that to?
We were just like, you can just tell we're just tough and scrappy and made plays. And like, you know, like Dylan Saunders came off. I mean, the kid Keegan is a Patriot League preseason player of the year. And Saunders came in and he didn't touch the ball for 3 minutes when he was in there. So, and like Saunders is a pretty tough kid. So, I thought overall we doubled him. We were unpredictable how we played him. We doubled sometimes, didn't double other times. Like, guys start to get a feel for things. With how we play, like, it takes a little more time because we let them play and make decisions. And so they're starting to make better decisions. And we besides tonight's game, we practiced really well. Like, what's today? Today's Thursday? Tuesday was our best practice of the year, by far. And you could just tell there's a little more life to it. So that was good. So there's just not beyond tonight's result. I think we're starting to make some strides. Like, Oz just helps us. I can't stress. I mean, what's his box score? It's like he has 5 points and 7 rebounds. But his impact on the game is so much more than that. His impact on the team is so much more than that. He's a guy who's been used to winning. He's won here for his whole time. Like, he just has winning attributes that he brings to the table. That goes a long ways. And they get sick of listening to me after a while. They'll listen to a guy who's got 3 rings or whatever he's got, you know?
Well, you'd mentioned you're one of the players that do more talking. Is that happening?
A lot more. Yeah. Yeah. A lot more.
Coach, after a tough loss like last Saturday night, who are the players that do speak up, show leadership? Is it Oz on the others?
He's the one that you can tell the most. He's the guy that's most engaged, like, listens the best, talk. But like, Edan was better, JB was better. All those guys are better. You know, I mean, we're only going to go as far as those guys will take us. Like, JB's got to be good. Edan's got to be good. Like, so you have, we're starting five older guys, right? They won't all be good the same night. We need 3 or 4 of those guys all 5 got to make a contribution. I thought tonight all 5 made a contribution, right? And then 3 or 4 got to play really well. And tonight, like, I thought a lot of guys played well. So, and then the freshmen off the bench, the minutes were pretty well distributed, I thought, for the most part. Like, JQ and Gene both played 25 minutes. Like, those guys are good guards. So, I was very encouraged by that.
Does the team take any days off for the Christmas break?
Oh, yeah, we're off for, like, the next 4 days. I think mentally we probably need that. I think mentally I need that. So we all need that. We lost to St. Joe's. We had a staff party. Our wives and girlfriends scheduled a staff party for the Sunday after the St. Joe's game. It was the most miserable holiday party of all time. We just sat around, hung our head, and just looked at each other like, what the hell's going to happen here? So I wish we had the party tomorrow. It would be a lot more fun. But it was the most miserable holiday party of all time. My wife's like, you guys got to be more cheerful. I'm like, it just got our tails kicked by St. Joe's. So, yeah, we'll get 4 days off, come back, practice the 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, and we play Harvard on the 30th. So one more non-conference game, then we go start, you know, then it gets serious again.
Status of Terrell Williams?
Yeah, he got hurt again, man. We're hoping he can turn the corner. He got hurt on the first day back, and then he got hurt 2 days later. So he just had some bad luck, you know. One of those things. He's a muscular kid, like so it's like there's more things he can tweak, you know. So we're hoping. I mean, if we get him back and playing well, that'd be huge. Because then you have a better guy, a more mature, older guy with those freshmen off the bench. Because right now we're going all freshmen, right? It'd be nice to have a guy a little bit older off the bench too. So I think he'll get back at some point, you know. That's part of, you know, everybody's got guys out though, you know.
Okay, the team gets a few days off now and then returns to action at Harvard on December 30th. Let's take a look. Quite a fun game we had against Harvard 2 years ago on our home floor, a 90-87 victory in overtime at Heinz. Thankfully, Harvard's best players from that team are long gone, and we even took one of them, as Adan Tritu had 9 points and three rebounds in that loss against the Gales. Both teams are quite different, in fact, since then, but this one still has the makings of an interesting one. Harvard has been quite good this year. They're 8-3 with early wins at Rice and at UMass. Early loss at Boston College. I want to focus on their last 6 games, though. They won at Colgate, remember them, by 6, and then lost at Indiana by double figures. And here's where it gets a little more interesting, as they seem to decline a bit. They beat American by home by 5, got blown out at Loyola Chicago, which is an okay team, but not a great team, then came back home and beat a bad Army team by 6, and then still at home, They beat a bad Holy Cross team by 2 just yesterday. More on that in a second. KenPom wise, they're quite similar to us actually. 173rd nationally while we're at 170. Also like us, they're quite average on both sides of the ball. So let's look at some of their strengths and weaknesses. On offense, they make threes, plain and simple. 11th nationally, 39.5% as a team. Wow, that's ridiculous. Like us though, they don't make twos. They don't, and they also get a lot of shots blocked. So also good news for us, they don't get many offensive rebounds either. On defense, they defend well in general overall, but they don't turn you over, and they do struggle giving up offensive boards, so there's opportunities there as well. They've also been very, very lucky in terms of free throw percentage allowed. They're actually 11th nationally. As teams are only shooting 63.6% from the line against them. So this is a team that's 5-0 in games decided by 2 possessions or less. So they've definitely been on the lucky side with that. But they're now having some bad luck. Their superstar freshman guard, Malik Mack, and I do mean superstar, he averages 20 points per game, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, and he's shooting 47% from 3 on the season. He did not play yesterday in their squeaker win over Holy Cross because he's out with mononucleosis. So it's a very safe bet Mack will not be suiting up for Harvard's game against the Gales. Hopefully the kid returns to the Crimson soon. If you haven't seen him play, see if you can find some Harvard clips. The kid is exciting. Sucks that he's not going to be there. But hey, you know, we'll take the break too a little bit. We seem like we always miss key injuries for our opponents over the years. I don't know. That's a terrible thing to say, but it's true. It feels like that happens to us quite a bit. But hey, make no mistake. Don't feel too badly for Harvard. Got plenty of other weapons. We're going to start with 6'8 sophomore forward Chisholm Okpara. He's averaging 18 points per game himself to go with 5.6 boards, and he's shooting 41% from three, so he is now their primary weapon and indeed led them versus Holy Cross yesterday. 3 other nice pieces for them. Junior guard, 6'6 Louis Lesman. He actually was on the team 2 years ago, didn't play very much. 9 points is averaging this year, 39% from three. Also have sophomore guard, 6'5", Chandler, I'm not going to butcher how to say his last name, Piguet, 9 points and 5 rebounds a game for him. They also have a senior forward, 6'10", Justice Agjongbor, 8 points, 8 rebounds a game. So this is still a dangerous team for sure, and like us, they seem to be a bit up and down on the year. Throw in the emotional aspect for Don returning home and what we did against Colgate yesterday as another interesting point, and this one could be kind of juicy. No doubt here, but the Gales have a great chance to finish non-conference play strong. Was the win over Colgate a turn the corner game or not? We're going to find out soon enough. Happy holidays to all of Gale Nation. We'll be back with a new episode New Year's Eve Sunday, and from there on out, you can expect a new episode every Monday through MAC play in January and February. Here's hoping you all have a wonderful holiday with family and friends, and go Gales.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the IonaHoops.com podcast. This podcast is a production of IonaHoops.com with publisher Guy Filotico. The opinions shared during this podcast are those of Guy Filotico, IonaHoops.com, and any featured guests. This podcast is not affiliated with Iona University Athletics or the university itself. Thank you for supporting IonaHoops.com.